Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And I don't know if I ever mentioned before. So, you know, like we have the podcast, but then you could also, you know, like while you're, you know, on the pot wanting something to read or something.
Or listen to.
No, after you listen to
it. Oh, after, okay.
You can even enjoy the show again by in the notes. I usually put all the stuff in there like, oh, pictures of this, links to that.
Oh, that's right.
So it's like two in one.
There you go.
Number two. While you do know you're number two, you got...
Number one.
Yeah, you got number one there. So.
Or it depends how long one takes you.
Yeah, really. Or you need one to splash down to. But anyways, I don't think I ever mentioned that. So because I do put a lot of little pictures and stuff, you know. And try to find the ones with the least amount of... advertisements and stuff too.
Right. And I have had people tell me that they do appreciate what you add in the notes.
Oh, good. So, I was like, we better tell them it's even in there. Some people probably listen or like, I don't know, just listen to it and that's it. But, anyways, so that's kind of like a extra treat. Speaking of treats, talking about junk food and like fast food.
This is going to be hard.
It is?
Yeah.
Like, because you don't eat it a lot anymore?
No, because I had to cut out a bunch of stuff out of my intake.
Mm-hmm.
So some people think it's crazy, but I had to cut out all carbs and all sugars.
Oh.
Just like,
yeah.
I can't have cheat days and just take it off.
Oh, you can't even have, so no breads or nothing?
Nothing.
No more?
Nada.
No tortillas?
Or, nada.
That's, see, the hard thing for me would be like pizza. And because you can't have pizza, right?
But yes.
Oh, here we go. I cut it all out. But
wait.
Yes.
the beauty of this is that Angela knows how to make all these foods and substitute the stuff that you can't have with stuff that I can't have. So she came up with a really cool pizza this past weekend that even my the young one said was like, this is good.
Oh, okay.
And all she eats is pizza. She didn't know what the substitute was.
So was it like cauliflower?
We've done the cauliflower before, and that's not bad. But she made this one out of a chicken. A smashed, shredded chicken, spread it out, baked it. It made a crust. Then she went back in, added all the toppings, and put it back in the oven and made a pizza out of that.
Weird.
It's so
like
awesome.
I wouldn't even think the chicken would bind together to be strong enough to make a crust, but it did.
She put something in it to make it
bind. Yeah, like some kind of like marinade or something to bind it.
Yeah,
or,
and that was healthy too. But even the 13-year-old was like, she said, this is good. And she was like, gone eating. And she puts different toppings, but it's all stuff that I can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I can have it, but I can't go to like just any restaurant with
you. Yeah, right.
If I do, I gotta like...
You just can't tell her. So like when we go after, like when we leave today, we go to Cork and Pig and split a pizza. Angela can't know about it.
She'll know because I'd be sick.
Oh, it bothers you now, yeah. Huh? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I never recouped after my last issues and stuff. So when I eat better, I'm mad. Because, uh-huh. You know, here I am, like the big guy who wants to eat everything. Now I can't.
Oh.
So I get kind of like, dang it. So I got used to eating a lot of chicken, meats, and vegetables. But, yeah.
Well, back in the good old days, we can eat whatever we wanted.
Yeah, because I was fat since I was in first grade. So it didn't matter.
Well, I mean, like when we were in high school, finally our senior year, they let us leave campus.
Nice, lucky.
You didn't ever get that?
No, not our private school. You were stuck there.
So we would, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to Taco Bell. Like, we ate that up, you know.
Did you really think that was Mexican food?
Yeah, in Alaska, yeah. This is Mexican food.
That's funny.
The only other place we had up there was La Casita Dos. And their chime was, we make eating twice as nice at La Casita Dos. Like, hey. La Casita does. So it's something too.
Like,
what's La Casita?
Little house.
The house of two or something? Or
La Casita de Dos?
Yeah.
That's the house of two, little house of two.
Oh, so like two people go and eat together? Is that what they're trying to say?
Or it could have been like a mom and pop place or something.
Oh, okay. Like
they started together type thing.
So unless you went there, you know, and even that, I don't even remember the food, but it, I mean, we ate it up, the La Casita does, because it's a restaurant. But like, in Alaska, that was Mexican food, Taco Bell. And then my, my enchiladas were in, no, not enchiladas. What are the things you can get at the
Flautas?
8th Street, and there'll be hot ones and pork ones. Is that enchilada? No, it's not enchilada.
Chile relleno.
No.
Flautas.
They're wrapped in corn.
That'd be a flauta or an enchilada.
Oh, okay. So our enchiladas were in the can, and they're wrapped in paper.
Tamales.
A tamale. There you go. And we would put them in a, we would go, kink, 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 you know, get it out of the can. It would come out all molded together, pluck, fall in there, and then you'd heat them
gross.
Up. And, man, we thought that was delicious. I was like, man, these are awesome. This is real Mexican food. And then when I moved here, I had real tamales, and I'm like,
big difference, right?
I don't know what I was eating. Play-Doh with some kind of meat in the middle. It was disgusting.
Okay, see, now that's funny because, yeah, you were thinking this was Mexican. I grew up with Mexican food, but I liked being able to go to Taco Bell because you had the chili cheese burrito for 79 cents. Yeah. I mean, you were sick afterwards. You know, you eat two or three of them, you're like, ugh. But yeah, that was awesome. And my mom was always like, you know, you have the real deal and you're going to go eat that. Like, what were those patio burritos? Remember those frozen burritos?
Oh, yeah.
Kids, I went to school with, had those.
Eat those all up.
And they'd bring two or three of them in their bag and it. Microwave them, eat them up, and I thought, man, it must be nice to have those.
Like, that's rich people food.
That's rich. That's what I thought. My burrito is wrapped in foil.
Yours is homemade. Like, all of the tortilla and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I wish I had theirs. And then I've actually texted my mom probably in the last year or so. I said, thanks for the real deal.
Yeah.
I said, I don't think I ever said it, but back then, and then as I got older, I got smart about making my money off that. But yeah, I was eating that thinking, oh, I wish I had what the rich kids had. They wanted.
But if you ever traded with them, they would have been like, this is delicious.
They always wanted to trade, but I didn't.
How come?
I sold it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So I got smart about it. So what I would do is I'd find a kid who'd buy their lunch there, whatever they'd grab. And I said, okay. So I would tell my mom, you know, oh, man, she'll never listen to the podcast, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'd say, Mom, I'm really hungry. Could you make me extra ones? Okay, so she'd make a few extras. So I would hike up the price. Every table I'd go through, last one.
Last one, yeah.
Last one.
This one's double.
Yeah, so yeah. So come Friday, I had 60, 70 bucks in my pocket.
Oh, man.
So poor mom.
And then you'd go to Taco Bell.
Okay, like buy the fake stuff. So I always had cash going, but I would trade the first guy and be like, well, I got to have something to eat. Well, I'll trade you mine. All right. So now I had something.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to starve, obviously. Then I'd go around selling the rest of them. So I'd sell, you know, 5 or 6 burritos a day.
Did they ever do the, it was either a 10 or 12 pack of tacos here?
I think they did the 12.
Okay.
I think.
They did that in Alaska. So my brother would go golfing. And then afterwards, him and whoever he would meet with, they'd go and order. They'd each get one. And they'd eat all, like he'd eat all 10 or 12 of those. Then his buddy would get a 10 or 12 pack, and they'd eat all of those.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Because, see, growing up in the South Side, there was a place there, still open now, and they had the Tacos Deluxe. And the guy's special ingredient, whatever, was to use a corn tortilla chip, like already folded, you know, like already pre-made.
Yeah.
But he said they had to be stale. And we're like, dude, are you serious? He goes, yes. Because then when you bite it, it doesn't fall apart. So in this, he had the shell, of course, he had nacho cheese, the meat, chile, lettuce, tomato, ground beef, whatever he's going to put in there again. Then he'd add like shredded cheese. So it was like a guacamole, everything you could imagine in there. So that was a big taco. So it was like they were 99 cents. So me and my brother go down there and we'd have some money. So we'd get about 8 to 12 a piece.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I mean, and I wonder why I was chubby because I ate like a pig. But yeah, we would eat a whole bunch of those. Now the Taco Deluxe still there now, but it's not 99 cents anymore.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit more.
And it's the same size?
Yeah, no, it's gone down in quality and size.
Oh.
Yeah. But it used to be the thing to do, man. That was good stuff right there. And then they have the tamale borracho, the drunk tamale, which was like the size of like 4. Oh, that was so good.
They still have that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
They were losing money on it, they said.
Oh. Well, like when you were a kid, did your parents ever, like every weekend, you know, like we're going to let you we'll take you to the store. You can get a candy bar. Maybe there's like a at the grocery store, there might be a place that's like a soda fountain that sells junk food and stuff like that. You gobble that stuff down.
I always did throughout that time there, but I mean, working and growing up in church, you ate junk food all the time.
Yeah, you're like nachos with cheese, yeah, and yeah, all that stuff,
fast stuff that you could eat between services or what after late night service. You go, you know, the junky diners, mm-hmm, and whatnot. But I think the neatest thing I had is after every haircut, my dad would take me to a local, like a little convenience store, fried burrito.
Oh, yeah. Those are still good.
Oh, still
the
awesome
school lunch ones, right? That's what I'm talking about, fried burrito. Like, you get a HEB, or they sell them at, like, the gas stations.
Gas stations.
That's, man, those are good.
So they had the ones that were like a chimichanga. Allsup's has the best, mm-hmm, I think. But you had the fried burrito, some chips, and maybe my thing was chocolate milk with everything.
Oh, yeah.
I love chocolate milk. Uh-huh.
So you got to recover. You know, your body is working out all week. You need to get those muscles recovered.
I was recovering in front of the TV.
Incredible Hulk and Bionic Man. Oh, heck man, yeah. I got to recover.
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite thing I would tell my older brother. In Spanish, I'd ask him if I ate.
Oh, if I ate.
Uh-huh. And he'd be like, yeah, fatso, you already ate. I'm like, did I eat? And that's still a joke today, you know, just 40 years later. I still ask him, did I eat?
You're walking around with your shirt off. Did I eat?
There's still food on my face. Did I eat? He says, yeah, a lot. So that was always the running joke with it. It's like, you know, did I eat? So, yeah, we always ate junk food all the time. All the time. And we weren't like, say, no, you can't have sweets or whatever. Sweets was a big thing in our house. We always had sugar of some sort.
And like, especially like during the summertime when you were with your friends, you'd go up to like get a Slurpee or frozen pop, or to go up to 7-Eleven and steal some candy or anything like that.
We didn't do a whole lot of the candy. It was more of the, we could try to find a used Big Gulp cup.
Oh my gosh. Ghetto. And then you go refill it
with the Slurpee stuff.
Oh man.
And then like four or five of us stick our straws in it and share it.
Oh my gosh. Throw the needles away that are in it, and you know, use condom. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Balloon.
Yeah, so that's how we did it.
Oh man. That's hilarious.
Good days.
Yeah. No, but something I could still eat today, but I don't. But you know those, they're the cheapest. They used to be 99 cents. It was like a pizza like this big. I don't know if it's called Tony's Pizza or something.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in the oven, you know, get it real crispy. Oh, man, that is delicious. But have you seen the ingredients list?
No.
It's like front and back of the box. You know, I can't eat it no more just because of that, but I'm sure it still tastes good. Did you like those?
I did. I see, the thing is, I don't care what it tastes like as long as there's plenty of it. That's bad, huh?
Even so, if you don't like the taste,
uh-huh, I'll still eat it.
Oh, gross.
It's very rare that I'm like, I don't like that. I'm like, it's okay. Is there more? I'm good. You're looking at me with such disgust.
No. So then when you grew up and then you had kids, you were like, yeah, you can, if they wanted to have their friends over, I was like, oh, we want, you know, this junk food pizza and some of these chips and soda. You're like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Get all that.
For sure.
Have fun.
I definitely, when the young one has friend over, it's like, yeah, pizza, cool. Mm-hmm. What kind of chips? How many sodas? Hey, what about sweets? So I'll grab cookies, cupcakes. I'll grab a bunch of junk food and then some candies on top of that. And I sugar them up.
Yeah.
And junk food them up.
I think, you know, if I would ever had a kid, I would have done the same thing, because it's like, you don't want to be the weird house. You know, like they have their friends over. Oh, no, you need to have the non-GMO organic kale chips.
Oh, man. And I wouldn't have been friends with you.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be fun, right?
I'd be your friend, but I'd never go to your house to eat.
No, I mean, I would not. So I think about that. So I was like, you know, if I had ever had a kid, I would have been the same way. I would have been like, oh, you want Domino's pizza? You want Doritos? I would have got all the crap I would never even eat. Because a kid's body just, I mean, I ate all that stuff when I was a kid and didn't do nothing to me, right?
Yeah, you're perfectly fine. Look at this guy. So now looking back at it, it's like, man, I wish I'd have eaten better back then, done some things different. But yeah. It's like,
I don't wish that.
No?
For myself. No, I'm glad I drank all the soda I wanted, had all the Doritos, ate all the cereal, had all the crap, because then now I'm like, yeah, I don't miss it.
I did one day. I went to HEB and I got a huge pecan pie, the biggest one they make. I bought that and then the big red tub of generic ice cream. That big vanilla. Red tub.
Oh, okay, vanilla. Okay.
Plain Jane, the cheapest ice cream you can buy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I dumped both of those into a big mixing bowl and I ate them together. Within 20 minutes, I was done with all of it. And I felt fine. People think you weren't lethargic. Uh-uh. I could have ate another one.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Easily. I'm telling you, sugar just loves me.
You love it so good. What about, were you in any sports?
Yeah. People are probably going, no, he wasn't.
And you were, though, huh? Afterwards, you got to go somewhere.
Yeah, I played basketball at school. Uh-huh. And, you know, I was pretty good at it. I averaged about maybe 2 points a game. Mm-hmm. I was not the best shooter, you know, but I was fast with my hands. So I was good at defense. My coach used to say it's the Hispanic coming out.
He said, just treat the ball like a hamburger. And you were like, boom, yeah. Yeah. Rebound.
Take it. Cuddle it, nurse it. No one touches it. So I played basketball. I enjoyed that. But I didn't like it. Didn't, of course, I didn't go anywhere with it. It was just in school.
But then afterwards, they would take you, like, did the coach usually take you out for like Dairy Queen, McDonald's?
Yeah. We one time went out of town, won a game, and he treated us with some stuff he probably shouldn't have. He was like one of those coaches. Uh-huh. But if we lost a game, he'd make us sometimes walk back.
No, even when we lost our coach, because I played basketball for a little while, we'd go to McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like everybody's a winner type thing?
Well, no. I mean, you're still a loser, but at least you might as well get something to eat, right? Because you've been running around.
Yeah.
You know, so we do that.
They would do it sometimes, but I was the kid that had a brown paper sack with like 8 burritos in it.
You're like, just in case.
Yeah. Well, they would say, bring money to grab food on the way back from the wherever we're at.
And you're out here selling them.
Yeah, so at that point, I'm just
sitting. Hot burritos during the game. Hot burritos. Selling them to the people in the crowd.
I change my hat. Focus on the game. So, no, it was, I guess I should have been a food truck guy ever since I was a kid. I don't know. And that's always something I wanted to do. I'm going to open a food truck, yeah.
Well, you can pull one right in front of the school.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it one day. I'm gonna do it.
Well, the only other, I mean, I ate all of it. What about cereal? Like Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Boo Berry, Pac-Man cereal, Rocky Road cereal, Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles. I could still eat all that stuff. It's delicious.
You had me at cereal.
I don't.
Oh, I love Fruity Pebbles. Even the generic ones.
Yeah, you even like the really cruddy ones.
Dino bag.
Oh, okay.
Ones, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, 8-pound bag.
Yeah, for a dollar.
I love that.
It's just in the clear bag. They don't even waste time with packaging.
Nah.
They're not going to put any mascots on the front of it.
Nah, and when you open the bag, powder comes out of it.
Yeah.
Poof. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love cereal. Man, cereal's the best. But see, I can get if I wasn't doing this, what I'm doing now, mm-hmm. I could chug a gallon of milk probably in 2 days.
Oh, okay. Two days. Yeah, with cereal.
Just straight.
Oh.
I can drink milk straight. Chocolate milk with peanut butter or with what? Just junk with junk.
Chocolate milk with peanut butter? What are you talking about? You're like my wife. The other night, she poured some milk. I thought it was just milk, right? Uh-huh. And then I'm sitting on my recliner, and she comes over with her Topo Chico and pours it in there.
In her milk? I was like,
you are disgusting. What is that? I like it to have a little bit of fizz. I'm like, that is disgusting. No one drinks that. No one drinks milk and freaking Topo Chico together.
Now I have to try it.
Oh, man. I like it in everything. Oh, my gosh.
Did you taste it?
No. I mean, Topo Chico is nasty by itself. To defile some milk with Topo Chico is so nasty. But she likes it.
Nice.
Do you like any weird stuff? Well, apparently you do. You got a lot of peanut butter and milk. I don't even understand that.
I take the
just crunchy, floating around.
Yeah, I take the crunchy like peanut butter. Bowl. I throw powdered chocolate stuff in it or in the milk, mix it all around, make it lumpy. And then I might add Nutella or I might add something else and just peanuts, something just weird stuff in the.
You're drinking and eating at the same time.
Yeah, you know what's good now? I've learned when I'm almost finished with my coffee, I'll throw a soda in it. A soda can.
Okay.
Because I do Coke Zero stuff in my coffee. And it's got a weird aftertaste.
You and her. So there are other people like her out there.
And at first it makes you go, yeah, but it's pretty good after
that's
that.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
I'm going to make you some dish one day. You're going to like it. You like my salsa that I make?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I would like that pizza to try that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, I'll tell you, pepperoni pizza the other day, I say the other day, a while back, I accidentally sprayed lemon juice on it. You know when you shoot it and it shoots where you don't want it to go?
Yeah.
I was squeezing it over a salad. And it shot all over the slice of pizza. Oh, man. Well, then black pepper got all over it, too. That is the coolest thing ever.
This is like a bad commercial. Your peanut butter got in my chocolate. Your chocolate got into my peanut butter.
Peanut butter, that's right. So try it. Pizza, lemon juice, black pepper.
Black pepper. Okay. Well, if you guys got any weird combos that you like to eat, a little freak treats, something that makes you happy, you know, comfort food, you can send it to podcast13@gmail.com. Continue to like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.